Shalom Aleichem, let us learn a sicha by Yishlach Beis. By Yishlach, the sicha that talks about Esav and him moving away because of Yaakov. It's a Rashi sicha. Towards the end of the parsha, in the sixth Aliyah and Shishi, we learn Be'elah told us Esav Wedim in a new parak Lamed Vav. These are the descendants of Esav. This is who he marries. This is his children. And grandchildren, and then a pasuk vav, and Esav took his wives, sons, daughters, and all the members of his household, as well as his cattle, animals, all his possessions that he had acquired in Canaan. He moved to another region, El Eretz, Mipnei, Yaakov Achiv, because to be away of his brother Yaakov. Why did he have to be away from his brother Yaakov? Ki haya lechusham lo, because the property was too abundant. Mishavas Yachta, to enable them to live together. And the land around where they were living, which is a Chevron, could not support them because there was not enough, what? Pasture, I guess? It doesn't say. The area where they lived could not carry them, support them, because of their comes Rashi and says on pasuk vav, "Veloyachla eretz mugudeyem lahaspik mida lebehemishalim." That it's not enough, sufficient for the livestock. In other words, there wasn't enough food. What else would you have thought that there wasn't enough of? Well, we'll see in a moment. Umed l'shagoda, and the Medrash says, "Mipnei Yaakov Achiv, he left because of Yaakov." What does that mean? "Mipnei Shtarachiv Shogzeres Ki Yigel Yezrach Amutad Alzar Shal Yitzchak," because there was a debt, there was a shtar, a document that had to be paid up, and that was that Yitzchak's descendants, at least one of them, would have to be a foreigner in their land. Amar, so Esav says in a different way, "Eilech ani mekan, I don't want to go there. Eini lechelik lebe matanash nipolay Eretz Yisrael. I don't want any part of the gift, which is Eretz Yisrael. But lebe pidon shtayim, I don't want to have to pay up for it by going and being a geri yezrecha. Umipnei habusha shamacha becheresi. And because of the embarrassment that Esav felt for selling his becheres." The question is, Rashi's saying 3 points. Number one, there was not enough space to cattle. Why would I have thought that it means something else? Number two, the Haggadah tells us, why is Rashi bringing a Medrash? Since when is Rashi bringing a Medrash if there's no reason? And how do we know that this is what Esav was thinking, etc.? And then, that he doesn't say another opinion. He kind of connects it, but it's two separate things. Number one, that he didn't want to be part of having to be a Geri Yezaracha. Number two, Mipnei Abusha, and why did Rashi feel the necessity to bring all this? So the first two oisiyos of the Sicha, the Rebbe really is trying to unpack by asking many, many questions to really explore why Rashi had to say each of what he says. Rabir Bekalzan, explanation in all of this. In the Pasuk before this, in Pasuk Vav, as we read before, Esav takes his wives and his cattle, and all his animals that he acquired in Canaan. And then in continuation, in the next pasuk, it says, "Ki haya dechusham lov." Their possessions were a lot. It doesn't say, is he referring to the animals? Is he referring to all the possessions? What's the issue? So when the pasuk says, "Lo yachla eretz megurim laseis oisam mipnei mikneihem," what does it mean that there wasn't enough for all their possessions? Because Pasuk Zion is not talking about specifically cattle or animals. Mikneim could mean everything they acquire. So in Pasuk Zion, you wouldn't know what the issue is. They had a lot of possessions, a lot of stuff. And the place where they stayed could not carry them because of all their acquisitions. Comes a Rashi, it says, no, Mikneim from Lashon, Mikneu, cattle, livestock, because that's up. But if Rashi doesn't tell us that, we don't know what the issue is that's holding them back. However, based on that there's an issue with cattle, and now Yaakov and Esav cannot share space, comes the next question: why is Esav leaving? Says Rashi, mira lebehemos shalahem, specifically to the animals. Who had more animals? Yaakov. Yaakov, as we know in Parshas Vayetze, he acquired an incredible amount of livestock, versus Esav, who was not really a businessman, but rather each side just going around hunting. So when there's an issue of mir'el, as Rashi says, that there's not enough pasture, that goes to Yaakov. Yaakov wins because he has more than Esav. Says the Rebbe, but that's shver. So Rashi, in the first four words of it, is telling us, lahaspik mir lebeimah shalahem, you need enough pasture for the animals, and Yaakov has more animals, so Esav leaves. Why is Esav leaving? And why does the pasuk have to say that he left because of Yaakov achiv, Yaakov his brother? And therefore Rashi has to bring the agada. That's why, which explains why Esav is leaving for Yaakov. Yes, Taka, Yaakov had more pasture, but why is Yaakov, Esav being such a gentleman? Why is he leaving because Yaakov has pasture? Ah, because he had reasons. And the moment there was this thing that there wasn't enough cattle, he used it as an excuse and he left. In other words, that wasn't the underlying reason, but that was the excuse at the time. So when the pasuk says, Ki hayu nechusham lev, that is the general idea why one of them had to leave. But the Medrash is coming and saying why Esav dafka leaves. And that's why Rashi in the points out the idea of Mipnei Yaakov Achiv. He quotes, Medrash Agada says, because of Yaakov Achiv, what is Yaakov Achiv Mipnei Shtarchoi? Rashi is coming and telling us that we're going to explain why Yaakov left because of his brother. Because there was an issue of brotherhood. Brother. In other words, the Medrash Agada is only here to explain why he left because of Yaakov. Not why both of them had to divide, but why specifically Yaakov leaving because of Esav. Says the Rebbe like this. Until this moment when Yaakov was away and Esav was in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't clear who's going to pay the Shtar Chayv, who's going to be a Ger Yezarach HaBaretz Leilaham. But the moment one of them has to leave, so by default, the person who stays is the one that is doing it, is staying in. And therefore, Rashi says in the whole point, Amar, he said to him, said, Elech li mikan. In other words, this is the moment that Esav makes the call and says, I'm done. Till now, I wasn't sure, now I'm done. Says the Rebbe, but the issue is, yes, Taka, Esav did not want to get and pay the Shtar Chayv, but because the fact is that he only decided to leave once Yaakov arrived, that means he's giving in to Yaakov. As Rashi said in the previous pasuk vav, "Vayelech eretz lagur b'asher yimtzi," he was going to go wherever he could find the space just to leave Yaakov. So why dafka now? If he didn't want to pay the shtar chayv, why didn't he leave previously? Adds Rashi, not in yesh oimrim, but rather it's fundamental to understand the point. Because the moment Yaakov arrives, it's the busha. So it's almost one reason to another reason to another reason. Rashi comes and says, first of all, they have to split because it's not enough pasture. Yaakov has more pasture. Why is Esav leaving? He's using an excuse that there's more pasture. What's it fundamentally? Because he doesn't want to pay the shtar chayv. But why is he waiting only now? Ipnei busha. Says the Rebbe in the final ois, but the gzera that says ger yezaracha only said Be'eretz Leilahem. So by Esav going to Eretz Seir, didn't he bring on the Gzera on himself and the Shtar Chayv? Says Rebbe, no, because it said Ger Yezarach. You'll be a foreigner. And when Esav went to Seir, he became a Teshu, he became a citizen. And Esav did not want to be a foreigner, he wanted to settle. And that's how the devil reaches the Hira of the Sicha, that as long as we still have to pay back the Shtar, we are in Galus. Till Mashiach comes. A person has to know that we are a ger, we are a foreigner in this land. We should not settle in the time and seder of Golis, the way of living. We have to be a foreigner to all issues of Golis. However, when it comes to Torah mitzvahs, we have to be settled a teshuv that because the neshama never went to Golis, and we should wait each month for the gula midas mashlema, like the Mashiach Tzakenu, who will mitzvah and take us to Eretz Yisrael, take it from Yav, mamish.